Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. This morning we have a special treat. Our guest is Bridget Muse, who hails from NAS Academy and she in Baltimore. And she has been trained in the path for teens by one of our star trainers, Chanel. And we're going to talk about her mission, her vision, her elements, the process, and how this has impacted her life and what she feels God has called her to do. So, Bridget, we're looking forward to connecting with you here. We're having a technical difficulty.
Hello.
Chanel McMillan has been one of our amazing trainers in California, and she has a program now that's spanning the continent, working with kids to help them find what their calling is. And
hello.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you doing?
I'm well, how are you?
Terrific, the miracles of technology. I'm so excited to be talking to you because you're really the reason that I do what I do, which is to help people just like you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, tell us about how you came to Path for Teens. How did you discover this?
Well, we were having Path for Teens at school, and I just came in one day, and Mrs. Morrison, my principal, said that we're going to have Chanel come and talk to us, and we had a wonderful seminar. It was probably about one day, and it was great. I got to learn all about myself and all about what I want to do, who I am, and all that stuff.
All right, so tell us who you are. You're how old?
I'm 15 years old.
15 years old, and your school is, tell us about your school.
Now I'm a freshman at Nazareth Academy in Wakefield,
uh-huh.
Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And I love it here. The girls are great, the classes are small, and the teachers are phenomenal.
That sounds ideal. So tell us, what is your elemental makeup? What did you learn about yourself in the elements?
Well, I am a water wind.
Uh-huh.
And I learned that I'm a presence in the room that I want to help, I want to do. And I'm not necessarily a fire, which is like, let's go, let's do this. But
uh-huh.
I like to get things done, and I like to do them nicely.
It's, a water wind, I believe that's what Jesus' elemental makeup was. So you have just an amazing combination that God has given you, the water, which is loving and supportive, and the wind, which is engaging and inspiring. So did this surprise you to find this out about yourself, or did you have an inkling that that's kind of how you were made?
I actually really had no idea. I didn't know what I was. This is why this program was so fantastic, because I found out I didn't know exactly what I was, and when I got to this program, I found out this is what I am, this is who I am, and this is what I'm excited to be.
Did anybody confirm that, like your family? Did they say, oh, yeah, that's totally you, or did they say, no, that's not you at all?
My mom definitely confirmed it, I think.
That's great. So how has that changed how you see yourself in the world?
Well, I believe now it's confirmation for me that I know I can go out and do good, that I can change it for the better.
Uh-huh.
And it's great knowing that I know how to. It's just confirmation, and confirmation is always good, you know.
Do you have any friends that are different elements than you?
Yes. Some of my friends are fire. Some of my friends
uh-huh.
are earth. We definitely have our differences, but, you know, opposites attract.
Right.
So it's always good to have many different people around you that can inspire you in different ways.
That is true. What is your mom, do you think?
I think my mom is an earth.
Supportive, nurturing.
Yes.
Solid.
Very.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about your mission. What did you come up with for your mission statement?
My mission is, my goal is to inspire, promote, and achieve excellence.
inspire, promote, and achieve excellence. Wonderful. And how are you going to do that?
Well, I tutor, and today I'm going to help little kids swim. I teach at the YMCA. So I enjoy helping others understand and being able to accomplish many different things.
Did you come up with a vision statement also?
A vision? No, I did not.
So you got your mission and your elements. Did you do anything about positive predictions that you'd received in your life?
I believe we did.
Do you remember some of those?
Yes. I think it was that I had a teacher once that said, you're going to do good things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stuck to me. And so I know that I'm not going to let that teacher down.
That is great. Do you have different elements that are teachers with you? I mean, like your main teacher, what element is she?
Actually, we don't really have a main teacher. We have many different teachers, but some of my teachers are earth.
Uh-huh.
Some of my teachers are waters, and some of them are winds and fires. I enjoy all of their classes, and all of their classes are very different, and you can tell from the elements that what they are and how they teach their classroom.
So, for example, how does a fire teacher teach?
They're the center of attention in the classroom. They are, let's do this, let's get things done, let's have fun doing it, but we're going to do it in a timely manner, and it's going to be done well.
Right. And how about the Earths? How do they engage with students?
The Earths are more, do you understand it? How can I help you? If you want to, they're all if you want to come after school, but the Earths are especially, they just want to make sure that you get it. And if they see you're having a bad day, they say, they'll stop class and they'll say, what's going on? Is everyone okay? They really care, you know?
Yeah. And how about the water teachers?
The water teachers, they'll say you can't come to take a quiz that day after school. Totally fine. Don't worry about it. They'll just totally move to whatever you need.
Oh, that's beautifully said. So you want to inspire, promote, and what was the other verb?
Achieve excellence.
Achieve excellence. So what does excellence mean to you, Bridget?
Excellence means to me that I can do something, I can do it very well, and I know that I'm good at it. And just making sure that other people know how to do that and how they can make themselves, like, become the best version of themselves is what I want to see happen with me around.
That is wonderful. Now, did you get a chance to do the Pillars of Society?
I believe we did.
Of business, government, health, education?
Yes.
Okay, which pillar were you attracted to?
There was actually a couple I was attracted to.
Okay, let me set it up for our listeners so they know. So the seven pillars of society are business, government, education, health, and social services, faith, services, the government, the mass media, and the disenfranchised. So tell us about the pillars that you were most attracted to, Bridget.
Business and education.
Ah. And what did you like about those?
Well, I love teaching people. I really enjoy tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the look on their face when they're finally understanding it and the grades improving as they go along. And business, if you have a good business, you can make enough where you can donate a lot and make a huge difference in the world. So that would be absolutely phenomenal for just your community. There's so many people that need help. It's just great if you can make a business that can help others.
Oh, how beautiful. Do you know somebody who's doing that?
Well, my dad, he is a CEO of a company, and this company makes a product that make sure that medicine is clean. So when you're at the hospital, just to make sure that everything is sterile, he makes a product that makes sure everything is sterile, and he helps people not get even more sick.
Wow. That is so important. I had a friend whose mother went into the hospital and got an infection in the hospital. So she went there to get better, but she actually got sicker. So his product is very timely and necessary. And so he has a business, and then the product itself is making a difference for people. And the money that he makes is making a difference for people too, right?
Yes.
Ah, that's great. So what are you most excited about in your life, Bridget?
I'm excited to see how everything works out as I go along, as I try to be the best version of myself and make a difference.
Uh-huh.
And
what challenges? Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I was excited to get my learn more and be able to accomplish more.
Mm. It's, you know, with the water wind, there's an endless enthusiasm for new things, learning new things and embracing new ideas that can help people grow. That is so beautiful. Now, what challenges do you think you might face being a water wind personality type?
Sometimes I may get lazy. It sometimes happens for me, and sometimes you lose motivation.
Uh-huh.
You have to look deep inside yourself, and you find it. You find that fire that keeps you going.
Right.
And when you find it, you just full throttle and you're all set.
Well, you know, I love your mission statement because it sounds similar to mine, which is to recognize, promote, and inspire divine connection. And my first core value was excellence. That's what I had at first. So we have a lot of the same verbs in our mission statement, which is probably the wind, and because I'm a wind fire. And also, I began my career teaching swimming at the YMCA. So
that's,
it's just it's a great way to learn and engage people. I mean, I can tell already you have a clarity. It's like you're pure water already. There's a clarity in you and a sense of purpose and of giving. And there's just going to be no stopping you, Bridget. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
You know, even your name, Muse, I know it's spelled M-E-U-S-E, but the word Muse and it's someone who inspired someone. So if an artist had a muse, that was kind of a cloud of good inspiration. So that sounds like something you're going to do too, is be a muse for people, that they get inspired by you to be their best self. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the program?
I would just like to say that I'm glad I went through this program, and I found my core value, and I found what I love to do. I found what I feel like I'm meant to do, and it's really great. Now the girls at Nazareth, they know it. Why they're sometimes they may not get along, and they'll just say, oh, yeah, I'm this. We'll just put our differences to the side, and they'll be okay with it, and we can all move on with our life.
So you're seeing people using it for conflict resolution?
Conflict resolution, I'm sorry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And many different things. So, like, we work in groups, we have literature circles, we work just very diligently together, I find, and it's very nice to see.
So you're saying that maybe someone says, well, I'm just being a fire right now, and so I need to calm down. Or someone else says, you know, you're being too windy, let's get back to the agenda, that type of example?
Yes.
Well, Bridget, you know, we have just a little bit of time. I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and you are so articulate and poised, and what a shining example you are for your parents and your mom. I believe she's listening. And Chanel, probably listening too, she travels great distances to teach and train this material, and you are certainly the fruit of her labor and her her efforts to help young people, because Jesus knew at the age of 12 what he came here to do.
Yes.
I want to invite our listeners to, Explore more about the Path for Teens on our website, LauriBethJones.com. Click on Path for Teens. We need a million more Bridgets in the world, and right now we have one, and we are so glad. Thank you, Bridget, for being on the show. God bless you.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye.